This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us, and I know that you got a bunch of other things you could be doing. Some of you are still getting ready for the weekend dinner, you know, good Friday and into Resurrection Day, or Easter, as some of you call it, right? We've got Passover. We've got all these, I don't want to call them holidays, because they're not holidays, really. Right? They're days we celebrate, if you would, or acknowledge. But, man, if you come from an Italian family like I do, there's a boatload of cooking going on. Listen, I didn't get this way from dieting since I was five. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us today and the time that you spend. What are you listening on the air? Pick it up later on or what have you. You know, one of the questions I've been getting all weekend long, all weekend, and I haven't been there yet, Messina, knock it off. The beginning for some people is, you know, what, Good Friday, really? Why do you call it Good Friday? And I guess unless you're a Christian and you know, what it means, because it's kind of hard. You know, I try to explain it to somebody, and I should say it this way. I saw somebody else online try to explain it to somebody. And talk about an irritate, you know, like right out of the bat, getting me irritated. The person responds back. Now, the question is asked, why do you call it Good Friday? Well, it's called Good Friday to Christians if they really know why we call it Good Friday. It's because unless Christ died, unless he died on the cross the way he did, and rose again on Sunday, well, rose again 3 days later, it was all for naught. It didn't mean anything. So the good news is that he fulfilled the goal that, you know, that God had for our redemption. I'm trying to do this without getting too religious, whatever, just for this part of it. So the person responds back to that person and says, hey, you guys really believe that a human died and got, and, you know, rose again a couple days later? That's just craziness. And so I thought that was, I thought about that for a second. First and foremost, my response was, well, first, it's not for you, obviously. Secondly, it's not that they believe or we believe that a human arose again 3 days later. Christians believe that Jesus was God in the flesh. But I want to move past all of this for 1 second because I want to show you something. I know people, I am friends with people that believe that, God is just this hooky thing. It doesn't really exist. It's something we made up to make ourselves feel better. Yet some of them have their houses adorned with angels. I'm sorry. Who made the angels? Did they just come out of nowhere? Did they make you feel better? See, I know some of you all get emails from on Monday if you listen to the show going, okay, why did you make fun of us? I'm not making fun of you. I'm bringing up a point. If you're one of those people that believes, that guys like me who believe in God, who believe that Christ did what he did this weekend, that we're just using God for a crutch, we're just using Jesus for a crutch to feel better, what do you do with those little angels? What do you do with the little gremlins you believe in? What are you doing? You know, you believe that Mother Nature moves a certain way. I mean, can I say the same thing about you? If you believe in things that you can't touch, feel, smell, wrap your arms around, does that make you whack too? I'm just trying to understand because I really thought it was interesting that this person's take that if you believed, well, I guess like Joan Behar. Joy. There's no joy. That's why I can't call her Joy. There's no joy there. Look at her face. What's she going to do? Is she going to tell me that I'm whacked and should be taken away? Anybody who listens to me knows that. But seriously, so if you're going to ask somebody, if you want an honest answer, you're going to ask somebody why they believe in Good Friday, why they call it Good Friday, and then they answer your question, you make fun of them, well, then you really don't want an answer. You were looking for an open door. I mean, think about it. Christians call Good Friday, it is the day that Jesus was humiliated, stripped, tortured, beat, and then murdered. Why would you call that good? Well, because that's the beginning. I don't want to say the beginning of the end because I don't mean it that way, but that was the beginning of the real ugly part of the fulfillment of the prophecy. And we're reminded on this day, well, actually on Sunday, which is kind of weird. You know, I'm not going to get theological on you guys, but for you Jews out there that are listening to this, kind of hard to believe that Jesus died today if he had to be in the grave 3 days and three nights. And think about it, not our 3 days. First of all, even by our 3 days and three nights, you can't get there from here. Sunday is not 3 days away from here, from today. Right? They celebrate, you know, they have all these sunrise services on Sunday morning because when the women went to look for Jesus in the tomb, he wasn't there in the morning. I knew I wasn't going to get through this. Zander Keefe joins us after the break. We'll get his take on all of this. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars.
This is one of those songs. This is one of those songs that you have to have a Bic lighter. Remember the 70s? All the girly songs they had. Yes, I said girly. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And yes, I am proud to be an American. I have no problem with that whatsoever. I'm a flag waver. I'm one of those patriotic people that probably makes some of you on the far left very sick. You know, coming up on the 4th of July, which is really the most hated holiday of those that are social progressive lefties. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just pull him on in because he's got a lot to say about today, as much as I do. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every single week, to talk about the issues of the day. And today's issue, Xander, is Good Friday. right?
Well, I haven't had a very good Friday today, but I will take your word for it. But happy They Killed Jesus Day to everyone who's listening.
Oh, you know, it's really funny. I was talking in the first segment about that, where people have said to me, you know, why do you guys call it? I mean, if a man was killed, and this is the ones that don't understand, if a man was killed that day, why would you call it a good day?
Right.
You know, I said, look, stay in your lane.
Yeah, I think for me the craziest thing about it, because I'm sure a lot of people know out there that I do have a background. I used to be involved in the ministry. I am actually a reverend. And so on the occasions that I've preached on Good Friday and Easter Sunday, or what is known as Easter Sunday, I've always found that quite challenging because people always have questions. And I don't think anyone has the answer to all of the questions, apart from God himself. But, you know, he was never available to come on the days when I was preaching. But I think that, you know, there's so much debate about Easter. Was it a stake? Was it a tree? Was it a cross? And does it matter? Because I always just come back to the same thing. And that's the fact that, you know, Jesus died on the cross for me. You know,
yep.
And I remember someone saying to me once, I was really low, and they were like, but Xander, you don't realize, you know, Jesus died for you. And I'm like, wow, that alone just blows my brain away.
Well, I always, listen, this is what I always say to people. If he knew, and I believe he did, but I pose it as a question. If Jesus knew everything that I was going to do, due to him, due to the faith, due to people around me, and he still died for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Because our humanity, in our human state, we can always be nice and want to do things for people that are nice and do good things for us. But the hardest thing is to kind of like, you know, do things for people that treat us badly or be nice to people that treat us badly. But yeah, I kind of think that, you know, that is pretty miraculous that is what he did. When you break it down, that is what he did. But I don't know where all the chicks and the Easter bunnies and I mean the chicks that come out of eggs kind of come into it. But I guess it's about new life, and that's where that comes from.
Yeah, but
the resurrection brings about new life.
I know, but I talked about this the other night. I had a pastor on the show with me, and I said, look, here's the part that bothers me about all this. What in God's creation does the chocolate bunny and eggs, I mean, eggs and a bunny don't go together anyway, so it shows you how much twisted this really is, and Jesus have to do? Now, I get it, and as we as humans do over the years, for some odd reason, we want to feel better about something, so we merge these holidays, because Easter, right? I mean, so we're sitting there and we're going, okay, well, we can get more kids in, or we can get more people if we allow them to have their pretty dresses and they can have chocolate. I mean, like, oh, come on. Just take the day for what it is. Break it out if you need to. The pastor on the show gave us some great ideas, but I don't like it. I guess I won't even say I don't mind it. I really don't like it. I don't like when you're talking to people who don't believe like you and I do. Then you have to explain to them why the two things have been merged together. You have to explain why Christmas is celebrated in December, not really in, you know, maybe the spring kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because biblically speaking, Jesus wasn't born at Christmas, was he? And let's face it, all of the Christian holidays have just been so paganized that, you know, it's like, you know, I just imagine some kind of, you know, marketing guy sitting there years ago like, you know, let's make some money at Easter, and, you know, let's turn it into not the blood and guts and gore that it really is. Let's make some money. Let's get cards from it. You know, let's have
everybody
loves
bunnies. Bunnies
are
cute.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Frankie, draw me some pictures of some bunnies. Get them in here quick. What goes along with bunnies? What's that, Johnny? Chocolate eggs? Yeah, let's throw some Cadbury. Get the Cadbury guy in here. We can figure something out.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's for me, it's all about commercialization. But those of you that want to send chocolate, you know, you can send everything by, you can send vouchers to chocolate now. So you can send them to me at dandergib.com. But seriously, you know, I think it's just all been so commercialized that if you ask children, what Easter was all about, they would tell you chocolate. When I was doing my training, I worked in a reception class, and that was really young children. I was teaching them Christmas carols, and I was like, stop, what are you singing? And then in the song Silent Night, they were singing Jesus Christ is bald, like B-A-L-D, instead of born. And so, you know, the understanding of a child of what things are really about. Oh, it was fun. It was fun, Joe. But if you ask the average child what Easter was about, they would be like, well, Uncle Sam, you know, we get chocolate, you know.
The basket. The bunny drops the basket.
Yeah.
So, no, I agree with you. Look, at Christmas time, my joke is always Christ came to set us free and the credit card companies came to put us in debt because that's what everybody
wants.
They go right back in debt, right?
Yes, exactly.
Our buddy Zell sent me some information on in 2016, Americans spent $18.6 billion on Easter. You know, you're talking about dresses, food, you know, Easter clothes, baskets, bunnies, the whole nine yards. And this is what I'm talking about. This is not what the days are. It's about freedom, not bondage.
Absolutely. And I think that the more we buy into the commercialization of these things, the harder it is to get out of. You know, I have family members that are Jehovah's Witnesses, and, you know, say what you like about it. If I go to visit them on Christmas Day, they've not spent thousands of dollars, you know, trimming up the house and buying trees and stuff like that. You know, you're lucky to get a sandwich and a Diet Pepsi, but, you know.
No, you're right. There are so many other – it's really funny how we're willing to kind of water down what we believe, yet there's so many other belief systems that don't do that. The day is what the day is, and that's
right.
It. We got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to be with you. During the break, you can hop online and send Xander and myself, you know, because now you can buy candy online and get shipped to us locally. We'll be back in a minute.
Yeah.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Oh, it's the pill song. I'm Joe Messina, your host. If you guys have ever seen that commercial, and I know Xander has, when I pull him on, I know he's gonna make fun of it like I do. They have that commercial. What is it? Is it Lipitor or something like that? Whatever it is, where the guy is. Any of you guys dance while you're mowing the lawn? I don't know anybody. Yeah, well, you don't. I said guys. Any guys dance while you're mowing the lawn? And I got to tell you, I get the biggest kick out of it because I see them doing a commercial. I'm thinking, who's their ad agency? Nobody dances when they're mowing the lawn. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. I know, half of you don't even know what I was talking about. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring him in. Xander Gibb joins me, as he does every week, to kind of go through the issues of the day and have some fun with some of this crazy stuff that's going on in the news. We'll get to real news in a minute because I'm still having fun, for lack of a better term, with all of you people who like to make fun of people like me, who, you know, believe in Good Friday, believe in Christ, believe in what took place this weekend for our salvation. And, you know, these people, Xander, who say, you know, hey, and they're saying it to be mean. I think they're saying it because they really, truly don't understand. You know, when they say, how do you believe that a human died on the cross or died and came back 3 days later? That's just ridiculous.
Well, it's certainly not. I mean, from kind of standard thinking, I'm sure it's ridiculous. I mean, let's face it. Some people would say that because we pray, we're mentally ill. You know, we're talking to someone or something that's not there. But, you know, the key word here is faith. And those of us who are people of faith, you know, it's like when I'm struggling with something, I'm like, you know, I don't like audibly hear God, but like through my soul and my conscience, I hear God saying, Xander, have some faith. And I'm like, yes, Lord, but give me a sign. And it's like God is saying, but Xander, you I can't give you a sign when it's about you using your faith. It's about you trusting me. And it's a very interesting thing because it's been a real life. It's been a real life kind of, I don't know, whatever you want to call it for me, because I've throughout my life, I've had to lean on my faith and concentrate on living in faith and not fear. Because that's the only thing that has really got me through some of the very difficult times in my life. But the thing is with faith, there are no, you know, there are no kind of signs, and that's why they call it faith. Or they would call it, you know, waiting for proof.
Yeah.
They wouldn't call it faith.
But even Jesus said, you know, you're not going to need this anymore. You just believe or you don't. You got a choice.
Right.
It isn't that hard, right? I mean, it's not like you get a certificate from heaven when you get born again and show up at your front door.
No, you know? No. Well, your name is written in the book of life, but, you know, who gets access to that library but God? But, you know, something just drops into my mind. And, you know, the thing is that this is the thing the Bible even teaches us that it's okay to doubt. I mean, Jesus doubted. You know, when Jesus was on the cross, Jesus said, Elwa, lama sabachthani, excuse my pronunciation if it's too wrong. But, you know, Jesus said, my God, why have you forsaken me? You know, even Jesus doubted God. So it's okay to doubt because from doubt, you know, faith can come, you know?
Yeah, I have friends of mine that will tell me, but you don't understand. I was yelling at God. I said, yes, and God was laughing at you. Because really, I mean, really, we all have our moments. You know, we're all human.
Yeah,
we all hit that point, and God is not gonna zap you with lightning because you were mad at him over something that happened.
No,
you know, it doesn't work that way.
No, and that's where forgiveness comes in, isn't it? You know, God is a very forgiving God.
Oh yeah.
And whilst I believe, look at me. but you know, I believe this. Thank you, Joe. I believe there's no forgiveness without repentance. But I definitely, you know, feel that. I mean, you know, there is an ideology. The only thing that's unforgivable, the only sin that's unforgivable, over and above being a liberal, is a blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. But I still think that God would forgive that too. God sees your heart. God sees exactly where you are right now. And I just stand on that. Principle every single day because I get it wrong every day. You know, I'm sorry to kind of, you know, dispel this myth for you out there. I'm not perfect. I am far from it. And I do get it wrong, but I just know that at the end of every day, I can go to my God and say, I'm sorry. And then I can just begin again.
See, I remember what Jesus said. These three scriptures you shall stand on. Thou shalt not be a liberal. God, send your emails to Xander. Don't bother sending them to me.
Yeah,
right. So you know, it's just interesting when you go down this and you talk to the different denominations to find out who believes what and what they do and how many churches will. I don't want to say trick because I don't mean it that way, but it's kind of like entice the kids to come to church on Easter. Hey, that's
right.
One of those days we get the kids to church. We'll give away, you know, candy. We'll give away that. Going, I don't know if I'm about that. I have this thing, this gnawing at the back of my head, and I know I'm going to tee off a bunch of listeners right now, but if you lie to your kids, and it is a lie, you call it what you want to, but if you lie to your kids, you know, about Santa Claus, about the Easter Bunny, about the Tooth Fairy, then isn't Jesus just another one of those lies?
I have to say no, because, for me, you actually have to experience these things in your life to know that they're true.
My point, though, is when an adult, when a mommy or daddy, who a kid is supposed to trust, for years is told that these things are true and real, and then you find out they're not, would you not also question them talking to you, telling you, or teaching you about Christ? That's my question.
Well, I think even children kind of grow in their faith, but I know some Christians that won't talk to the children about Santa Claus or the Tooth Fairy or any of those things because, you know, they just want to be totally honest. I mean, really, I don't think it's harmful. But I think Jesus has to be a growing presence in the lives of children, but then, you know, there are other people out there that believe that you should wait till they're older and let them decide for themselves.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not one of them people. I love those hippies or people who think they're hippies from the '60s, and they're saying that we're going to allow our kids to explore and learn for themselves. We're going to allow them to figure out what gender they are someday. We'll allow them to figure out what religion is real, whether they even believe in a religion. Good, sure. Then why don't you allow them to pick the food that they're going to eat? Why don't you allow them to decide at what age they'll start driving or what age they're going to go to school? Why not just open it up for a whole possibilities of choices, right?
Absolutely. Well, Joe, I have to disagree with you there because, you know, I am a trans unicorn, and anybody that doesn't like that, you know, they're in big trouble.
I guess. I know. You know, it's funny. Like we play with these things, and I can't tell you, people get offended at this stuff. And you go, no, wait a minute. This stuff is really going around. It's going on around your kids. It's going on at their schools. It's going on with every part of their life that they're playing around in. Somebody is talking about this stuff, and it better be right. You starting the conversation, right?
But let me tell you this, Joe. Part of my ideology as a comedian is the reason that I joke about these things is to actually highlight how ridiculous they are. Now, let me give you an example. If someone says, I'm transracial, I say I'm transunicorn, because obviously that's absolutely ridiculous. You know, I don't have a horn on my forehead, and I don't have a multicolored mane. Well, I do, but it's detachable. But if you're claiming to be transracial, you're either black or you're white. You're not transsexual. You're either a man or a woman. And, you know, I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but we have to deal in reality, because if we don't deal in reality, then we are subscribing to their BS.
Where if anything goes, if all truth is whatever comes between my two ears and then rolls off my tongue, then the sky is truly the limit, is it not? I mean,
of course,
nothing is real.
We may as well just let the floodgates open. But let's face it, there is this, you know, I'm sorry to get political on you, Joe, but this is what liberals are like. I saw this meme the other day, and it said, if we were suddenly overtaken in America by flesh-eating zombies, they would be calling them transhuman and insisting we should let them eat our brains. But that's just so true. It's sad, but that is true.
Well, you're right. It's kind of like it really has gotten to that point, because Timmy and I have done so many stories, and people think we're joking until they go look them up, where you have people that whatever, you know, they're in England. They did a whole not an expose, but a whole story around a young lady that lived as a cat. She couldn't do it at work, obviously.
Yeah.
But she was doing it at home. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about Roseanne's comeback. I think that's exciting and might even bring Tim Allen's show back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Zandy Gibb joins me here on Good Friday. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. If Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne, That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's Alfie's results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. I'm Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Today is Good Friday. Let me help you, I mean, in the secular way of things. Let me help you get in the mood for today. You know what I'm saying? Okay, everybody.
Here comes Peter Cottontail, hopping down the bunny trail.
For some odd reason.
Hoppity Easter.
I can see Xander hopping up and down right now. Send pictures. All right, everybody, sing it together.
Baskets full of Easter joy.
I'm Joe Mateen, your host. Send me your baskets. Whatever you don't eat, you can send them to me. My address is up on our website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Do so much. And watch live. Xander Gibb and I are. This ought to help you. Between the two of us, we're up on the screen now. So if you want to curb your appetite, just look at the guy on the left, which is me. Anyway, Xander, thanks for being with me. Always love when you're on the show with me.
It's a pleasure. You're playing my song. Does that mean Tammy's gone to get your medication?
Yes, she has. Oh God. You know, again, being Good Friday, I don't know about you. I know it's kind of goofy, but I don't want to tell people we celebrate Good Friday, but actually we do to a degree because It was part of the prophecy that needed to be fulfilled in order for us to have access to the Father. Right?
Yes. I always say, and people are like, you know, I don't care that people think I'm crazy, but I'm like, Friday's here, but Sunday's coming. Because the crucifixion is important, but the resurrection is what's important. That's what was that bridge between man and God. You know, the cleansing was on the Friday, and the bridging was on the Sunday. And, for me, Satan is kind of bound by this. Satan can't do anything with this, because this is a covenant between God and man that is set in stone, and this means we get our salvation.
They're going to come get you now. They're going to lock you up. You're talking about that Satan guy, you know? I mean,
Nancy Pelosi's on the phone asking me if I'm mentally ill. I'm saying, I'm not sharing my meds with you, Nancy.
Well, I thought, no. Actually, she called me and said, stop talking about my brother like that. Anyway.
Yeah.
Boom. Shh. Thank you. I'll be here the rest of the day.
And Hillary's on my phone saying, stop talking about my husband. But moving swiftly on.
All right. Hey, listen. Roseanne. I mean, the reboot of Roseanne, which you had to, you know, that network executives were figuring this was going to fall flat on its face. They're scratching their heads now. They're trying, how did she get 18 million viewers? How? I don't even have a college degree. I'm going to tell you, because that's what America wants to see. And you know, they already renewed it for another year. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. And I enjoyed, rubbing that into Perez Hilton's face, because he said yesterday that it wasn't going to happen. But let me say a few things about that. I didn't get to see all our tennis clips because we've not been able to watch it in the UK. But there are things about it that I don't like. I don't like that there's the token black child and there's the token asex child, you know, that doesn't know if it's male or female. I mean, you know, Wanda Sykes is a writer on the show. But this was very, for me, this was very interesting from a perspective of, I didn't watch Will and Grace because I didn't like what they'd been saying about the president, you know, the actors and that they dissed the Donald in the show. But, you know, the thing is that I learned from this that humor is supposed to bring us together. So I will watch Will and Grace now. There is this ideology of division and they want to kind of divide us. But I think this brought us together because there was something for everybody. You know, the sister wore one of the pink hats, you know, one of the Women's March hats and stuff. And so there was something in it for everybody, but that is what Roseanne does. But, you know, the other night when she was on Kimmel and she said, the thing is that whoever you are, you shouldn't want the president to fail. And this is a woman that has been through all kinds of turmoil, you know, with the stuff with the national anthem, you name it. She's been in trouble for it. But I have to say I respect this woman. You know, I know Roseanne pretty well. You know, I've spoken to her on the phone quite a few times, and she does not mince her words. But I think that there was something in this for everybody, and that was her job. She's a comedian. She voted for Donald Trump. You know, I've seen people say some horrible things to her because she voted for Donald Trump, as they have done to you and to I and other Republican/conservatives. But she's a comedian. She had to make it funny. And if it had all been about bashing Hillary, I don't think that the Republicans would have wanted to watch that really either, because that's boring.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the funny thing about it. Two things. One is that you hit it on the head. There are characters in there I don't like. There are characters in there I don't care for. But you know what? She has a right to put that out there. If I don't want to watch it, I'll just watch something else. I'm not going to call the station and go, you need to take that off there. It offends me and everybody in my family.
Right.
We don't do that on the right. We don't do that as conservatives. We understand. There's a little thing on there. You go, oh, we don't want Channel 5. We'll go to Channel 7 or 9 or whatever, right? That's what we do.
You vote with your feet. And that's what you do. But I just kind of think that at this time in history, you know, like no other, we've just become so divided as a nation. And it's our job as people in the media, although it's important for us to point these things out. I think that there is a part of us that should be trying to bring us all back together, even if we don't agree on everything. You know, this is why we have freedom of speech, because we don't have to agree on everything. You know, Donald Trump won the election. It's a done deal. We'll hopefully have him for 8 years. And that means, really, we'll have 8 years of liberals bitching about the fact that Hillary lost. I can deal with that. But let's just come together and remember that we're Americans before anything else. And humor is supposed to bring us together.
You know, I agree. I'm you and I are 100% on the same page there. And I really get a kick out of the fact that it's like CNN. I mean, every minute of every day of every hour, it's nothing but calling out what Trump has done wrong or what they believe he's done wrong. And I'm thinking to myself, is that the only news going on a planet that, you know, like third rock from the sun, right? I mean, in essence. And on a planet that has 8 billion people and, you know, and a bunch of countries and other dictators and that's it? That's all that's going on is Donald Trump. He's it 24/7. They're really sad.
You see, I think that there is something deeper with this, you know, not just the deep state stuff that's going on, but, you know, the globalists don't want Donald Trump to succeed.
No.
But, you know, this war has been going on since the minute he decided he was going to run for president and will go on well into to when he's gone, whether it be 4 years or 8 years. But there is this war going on because the globalists are losing out. They're losing that control. They feel their power base slipping. And so the only way, you know, all of this with Stormy Daniels, whether that happened or not, I really don't care. I care about what he does while he's in office, and I will comment on what he does, whether I agree or disagree. And the thing is that ultimately the whole ideology is this, of these things that are being said now. This is, you know, that it's about the next election, and they're working on that now. They're working on shocking people and getting people to think that Donald Trump should not be our president for another 4 years. But you know what? You have to ignore all of these things. You have to look on his performance as president, and that should be what we base our votes on for the next time around. Not what he did 20 years ago, not what his father did, not what his kids are doing, not what his daughter said, not what Jared or whatever his name said, what his performance is like while he is in office and how well he does his job, because everything else is periphery.
You know what? I believe you agree with me, but you'll let me know if you don't. If this goes down now while he's in office, if he ends up having sex with somebody, you know, under the desk there in the Oval Office or what have you, I'm going to be upset about it.
Yes.
Okay. I needed that, right? Okay.
Yep.
but you're right. I mean, but think if he's doing any of those, if he's doing what Billy Bob did when he was in the office, I would lose all respect for him. There would be no way I could stand behind him, because the left is out there preaching and saying that we as Christians will accept anything from him now that he's president because we finally got our guy in. No, unlike you guys, we will call our persona. If he does these kind of things there in the office, we are going to get on his case. You know, and if you want us to vote for somebody else, then bring somebody else better than him, you know, in the next time around. Because this has nothing to do with a Hillary Clinton, a female, you know, or a Democrat. It has to do with the right person for the job, right?
Yes, and is it a barn? If this happened, is it a barn? It's absolutely a barn. He's a married man. But that's between him and God and him and Melania.
Yeah.
Not us, because that was not our business at that time, even though he was like a TV personality. We don't own them to that extent. But anything he does while he's in office is fair game. It is fair game.
Now, I've had several pastors bring up a good point when they talk about it. Look, we're not looking for a pastor-in-chief, okay? That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for somebody who can get the job done, and they lay out what the points are. But I do want somebody I can trust. If you're going to lie to your wife, if you're going to lie to the woman that you love and that you promise to be with and be faithful to, then you'll lie to us. So that's where I kind of disconnect with some of the other people go, you know, it doesn't really matter. Well, it does to me. Yeah, he breaks his promise to her, but he shows me that one of the most important people in his life, he's not willing to keep his promise to. Listen, I know, I talk too much. We're up against it. Tell people where to find you, when you're going to get rolling again, and that kind of thing.
ZandrGibb.com. The show starts again on Monday, 2 Pacific, 4 Central, 5 Eastern, and 10 o'clock in the UK, and 11 o'clock the day after in Australia, because I know we got a lot of Aussies listening to this show. So make sure you join us. We will be back. Nothing will stop us. You see, all these good things are, there's always something trying to get in the way. We'll be there.
Run me out of time. Anyway, I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We're talking to you on Good Friday, and we're going to be here after the break, I promise.